Thank you for listening to Vote with Power Podcast 95. Today's topic is parents need to understand and improve the way their children think and learn. My name is Denny Bowersox. I'm the author of the book Vote with Power, a retired psychology teacher and counselor and business consultant. I'm also the founder of Vote with Power Organization. This podcast is for you if you want a better and safer life for your children. I founded the organization called Vote with Power, which is a nonpartisan way to unite Americans for fixing our government and changing the direction America is heading through helping citizens, especially parents, build our world-class country. Parents who make the time and effort to help their children think and learn a little bit better than they're getting in school have very positive results. One, it gives them time to bond better with their children. Two, to show their children that you are interested in them and their future. Three, it provides quality time. Four, it can develop life learning skills. Five, it can make learning fun and interesting. Six, it can help children understand how they learn and will make a difference and make their learning easier. Seven, it is time which parents can engage with their children to better communicate and understand and keep in touch with your children. And eight, it will make the parents understand their own learning styles and improve their interest in learning, which will make better model in life for your children. It is probably unlikely that a student or a child is only one type of learner, because we're going to explain the types of learners there can exist in our country. Remember to not put your child in a box with these categories. Just use them to help your child understand their learning techniques. There are four predominant learning styles: visual, auditory, read, write, and kinesthetic, which is physical. While most of us may have general idea about how the best learning is for your children, most children don't know how to improve their learning. To help children learn, they need a clear purpose for learning, which can be promoted by working with you, their parents, in using the learning activities, and when they have an active role, co-constructing, interpreting, applying, and making sense of something that makes connections, they will learn faster. The reason why learning comes in the frame of education is a good thing. It should be a lifelong experience. It can be fun, interesting, provide a more successful and better life. As a parent, it will help your children to know how they learn. Knowing how your children learn and think is important for you to help them develop their mind. Understanding how your child learns best can help design their environment. So are they predominantly a visual, auditory, read, write, or kinesthetic learner? Some hint to use the knowledge to help your children think and learn. So ways to engage your children when you spend quality time with them, as far as if they are visual learners, you need to introduce them as young age to charts, maps, diagrams, and pictures, because they're using their eyes to learn. Include visual tools like projectors and screens and so on. Use color-coded techniques and encourage mind maps and flowcharts when they get older. So what they see, they will learn easiest. Ways to engage kinesthetic or physical learners. Engage physical movement during any time you're talking with them, such as role-playing and so on. Give them room between the segments that you're educating them about their thinking to move around physically. Use props and interactive models when you are addressing topics or concepts that you want them to think about. And declutter the learning area when you do discuss issues and concepts and formats and ideologies so that they can learn in a better focused atmosphere than clutter. The ways to engage auditory learners to try using different pitches and tones while you're reading the materials. Next is to record your voice and their voice. Get them aware of what is boring, monitoring, and good language development and communication skills. Establish a friend and neighborhood learning group and bring them together so you can have group discussions and teach them to debate and share information without arguing. Ways to engage logical learners is to create a step-by-step system for anything you want to discuss or teach them to do, whether it's taking out the garbage or changing the world. Bring in statistics into subjects that you're talking about other than just in mathematics. Help them understand how things relate. Help your children learn from concepts in groups. That's good playtime, which they need. Get them off the technology stuff and learn to communicate and relate to other people. Generate the cause and effect relationship thinking skills so they understand what the causes are and what the effects are of some of their decisions, problem solving, and problem prevention. And then have your children practice comparison and contrast thinking and logic. Have them explain a situation to you and say, are these the same? How are they different? Ways to engage musical learners. If you have a child that loves music and seems to learn better when the atmosphere has music in it, is encourage them to listen to easy playing music while they're learning and studying. Introduce and assign listening to podcast. Get your kids ready to listen and understand and learn. And then help your child feel and understand the effects of different music on them. When I taught psychology, one of my units was to play different kinds of music and have the students close their eyes, listen and feel the music, and then write down what their emotional state was while listening to that type of music. Ways to engage naturalistic learners is to take students out in nature and experience their surroundings. Most people go outside, they're totally unaware of what's going on around them, the noises, the birds, the animals, the sky. All the aspects that nature provides, most children grow up without even appreciating nature. And then work with your child outside during learning time. Go out to the bench, the park, sit at a picnic table while you're discussing and learning things and teaching them about life and your values. Set up plans and materials to use to get them to understand and use journaling and drawing pictures, sketching things, and photography for their sitting because they are going to be more adapted to this type of learning. And the ways to engage linguistic learners to read aloud to your children and have them read the same thing back to you. Include written projects that they can do, write stories, write paragraphs, write things that they see, write things that they enjoy, write things they don't like, write things that they understand and don't understand. Use a few diagrams, use verbal methods of engaging them, and then use an exciting and changing voice. Use different pitches, voice level, and characters. Ways to engage social learners is to figure out your children's second learning style and include that in your strategies of not only teaching what you want them to learn about life, family, history, future, making good decisions, preventing bad decisions, and being creative. And then start a book club, possibly, when they get older, with your children, with their neighbors and friends, so they can start to learn how to, number one, read frequently, and number two, discuss what they learned, what they remembered, what they analyzed, and how they can apply the information in the book. ways to engage solitary learners is to figure out your child's next level so you can put it in your strategies. Set up a quiet area for your children to study and think and read and maybe meditate in. Check in and communicate with them once in a while when they're in their own space, their own comfort zone, their own safety position. And then schedule sacred time for collaboration with your children so you can ask them how they feel, how they think. Do they have any anxiety, fears? This prevents drug use and many, many other disastrous things within our children today. In our next podcast about parenting, we're going to talk about the levels of learning and give you some ideas of how good a student your child could be, should be, and is, and what they can do to improve in those areas. Our Vote with Power mission is to help parents raise the level of learning in their children. It's also important that we help you help grow your children so they can become and get and hold a satisfying job when they get older, become financially secure, and during this process and this difficult time in our country, stay mentally healthy. Plus, and Vote with Power is always dovetailing or feathering in to teach your children how to help save our democracy and freedom. As a parent, we not only have the tough, rough job of teaching some things that they're not getting in school, but we need them to understand that they can and should and need to help direct America. It's time for American people to do the right thing at the right now, which is the only way to bring back our democracy. The time is now to decide whether you want to help your children with their education and be the solution for getting our government back in line, fixing our problems, and changing the direction. America is being taken over by thick politics, politics on both sides of the aisle. So you can either get involved through our podcast, through our blogs, through our membership, through our information and a way for you to engage, or you can sit back and let politics, money, and power completely destroy the country and your children's future. Please visit votewithpower.org. That's votewithpower.org for more information. Also join our movement to ensure your children have a life in the best and safest country in the world. Listen to the future podcast. Go to votewithpower.org. Most podcasts come out on Tuesdays and Thursdays. So if you like the parenting podcast, make comments and share ideas with us. And also learn that the dovetail in our purpose is to get political and civics back introduced in our country so your children grow up in an environment and a country they will love living in. Thank you.